as the formal economy continued to nosedive, with intra- and inter-party violence dominating the political front. 2015 has indeed been a difficult year for ordinary Zimbabweans, with prospects for 2016 looking gloom as the government struggles to find solutions to the country's problems, according to panelists at the Mboyi meeting. Speakers at the public meeting titled "The Ups and Downs of 2015 and a Prognosis for 2016 agreed that 2015 is ending on a sad note, with many Zimbabweans struggling in every aspect of their lives. Takura Jangaja, an independent analyst, told the meeting that, above all the other challenges faced during the year, the failure by the government to cater for young people could be described as the gravest mistake ever.
Essentially, what has happened in the year 2015 is that a lot of political parties and the government itself, as well as components of private organizations, have abandoned the concerns of young people of Zimbabwe to the extent that they are leaving more, they're trying to leave the country as much as they can. They're also involved in other illicit operations such as drug abuse, such as having no jobs or unemployment. And until we start concentrating on their key concerns, particularly access to health, access to education, access to jobs, we are not going to progress as a country. We have to take our young people much, much more seriously.
Shangasha said the failure by the government to address issues of climate change also spells doom for Zimbabweans who depend on an agro-based economy.
Essentially, what we have not done is we have not taken climate change and climate change issues as seriously as we should. In fact, if anything, there should have been a minister of climate change altogether in the cabinet to demonstrate the level of seriousness that we want to tackle our challenges of droughts, which are now more regular than they were before, and also essentially the fact that in terms of polluting our rivers, our Kariba Dam going dry, amongst other things. These are key national issues that affect people's livelihoods. And our government, the current government, does not seem to take them seriously.
For Movement for Democratic Change spokesperson Obet Gutu, the budget presented yesterday reflects a gloomy 2016.
This is actually a Mickey Mouse budget, if we may call it that, because we are talking of a $4 billion budget. In an economy that could have easily have been talking of 100 billion or 150 billion, if not even $200 billion budget, if this country had been properly run. We are talking of a budget that is maybe less than the budget of Pick and Pay group of companies in South Africa. And this is actually laughable. We are talking of a budget that has been on 4 billion for the past 2, 3, 4 years. We are talking of an economy that is actually contracting. We are talking of an economy that has grown by 1.5%. For the entire period of 2015, which is actually a very, very small growth rate when you compare to the regional average. Countries like Mozambique, for instance, have averaged a growth rate of 7.9%. Ethiopia has averaged on 11.2%.
For Gutu, 2016 will be another difficult year for Zimbabweans.
This economy is in a serious deflation mode, and unless something is done, and something is done urgently, we are actually heading for a crisis in 2016.
However, for Jacob Mafume, the spokesperson for People's Democratic Party, PDP, says while 2015 was bad, it also had its own positives.
There were some positive judgments from the Constitutional Court. One of them was the striking down of Section 121, which was used a lot against activists by the prosecution after the activist has been granted bail. The prosecutor would then invoke Section 121 to keep the person in jail. That was declared illegal. Then there were some insult laws about insulting the president and insulting the police, which were removed from our statutes, which was a positive development. Then the law, which was used against women who were working unaccompanied at night by the police to detain them, was then also taken away by the Supreme Court, whereas the police were arguing that they were fighting prostitution. But the Supreme Court or the Constitutional Court found that this was an infringement against women and was being used indiscriminately and unconstitutionally.
With the National Blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Social and Economic Transformation, ZIMASET, so far failing to create the 2.2 million jobs promised by President Robert Mugabe during the 2013 elections, with over 20,000 jobs being lost in a short period of time as companies took advantage of a court ruling to lay off employees, the panelists agreed that it may take time for Zimbabwe to get back to the good old times, where everyone looked forward to the end of the year and the beginning of a new one. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.